All right, who's talking? We're back. This is Frank Maloney. We do not have Hobbo in studio tonight. Hobbo, unfortunately, had hip surgery recently, and he's going through a little rehab, and I think he's just trying to be a little cautious before.
I don't think he can be on air with painkillers. I think that's the problem.
Well, we were a little concerned. That eight-second delay is not enough, you know? Yeah. But, no, just kidding. We know that Hobbo is going to mend well, and we're looking forward to it. I'm getting the thumbs up from Douglas, our engineer, that Coach Bennett is on the line. Tony, are you there?
I'm here.
Terrific. Thank you for being on time tonight. We're delighted to have you on Who's Talking.
Yeah, well, I thought I heard you guys talking, and I thought you guys were the ones who took the painkillers to deal with Hobbo. I thought that's how it worked. It's not the other way.
Well, some people might say Hobbo takes them to get away from Frank, but...
Okay, I wasn't sure. So. Hey, no, thanks for having me on, and I apologize again. Last time I had no excuse. I missed the time, and so we got some good time now to talk about whatever you'd like.
All right, well, we're excited to have you on the show tonight. First off, I got to see the game in JPJ against Tennessee State, and I thought it was a pretty focused effort by the Cavaliers. And then you guys, of course, had to travel up to the Barclays Center and state-of-the-art building. And maybe tell us, what do you think you learned about the team in those two sort of, hand-wringing, sort of gut-wrenching sort of wins?
Yeah, well, I think we learned that, we can't, defensively take a step backwards. We have to be so good defensively. And I told our guys, our way has to be close to great defensively, and we got to keep trying to improve offensively. Obviously, we struggled in our last game to shoot the ball well. We got pretty good quality shots, but we really struggled to hit some of those. So it puts a premium on your defense. So he said we can't have anything but our best effort defensively. And then we saw some things we hadn't seen early in the year against LaSalle. We've got to just keep making progress and adjustments offensively and find, the right ways to score, the right guys, and get after it. Offense is always something that ebbs and flows, comes and goes. We've played so many games in a short amount of time. That has been unique the way the season has broke this year. So you haven't had quite as much practice time once the games have started in terms of, my hope is that, you get more time in terms of shooting the ball, making some adjustments, and even just being fresh. So you gotta kind of grind through it and realize that the mental and physical toughness that's required to play well has to be at an all-time high, and will be tested absolutely this next two games against quality opponents.
It's interesting the way this schedule has played out, and it's somebody has a sense of humor there in the ACC and Big Ten to match up the Wahoos versus the Maryland Terrapins just here in a few days. Obviously, before we get to that, and we want to talk about that in a moment. Hobbo made an interesting comment to me, not necessarily today, but in recent games, wondering, how long does it take the offense to get its timing down?
Yeah. Was that before or after he was on the painkillers?
Yeah, this is before the painkillers.
Okay, so it's a legitimate question. All right. No, that's I think every team is different, and I think, again, you we're not probably poetry in motion when you watch us, but we have some different strengths this year that we look to. But you keep adjusting, you keep working, and we struggled a little bit last year with things as well. So our timing is a little off. We've had stretches of good offense, but I think it's just something you keep working towards, and hopefully we'll find a little more rhythm. And, it always helps when you're making outside shots. When you're struggling to shoot the ball from the outside, I think that makes it a little more challenging, and I think that, is what happened. But there were some good stretches against some of the other games.
We're speaking with Coach Bennett, UVA head coach. Tony, the low post game and the anticipation or the expectation this year was there would be more inside-out offense utilizing Anthony Gill, Darian Atkins, and Mike Toby. So far into the season, how is that developing to your way of thinking?
Yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction. I mean, I think you have to look at really how are the teams playing you. Every team has a different strategy in terms of how they guard you, and so you have to try to obviously be aware of that. But I do think we've had a little more focus on, we like to say, touching the paint or looking inside, and there's certainly times we could try to throw it in there more, but sometimes it's even where we throw it to them and different actions. But I think we're we've been effective when that ball has gone through there, and those guys have done a nice job. So I think more than last year, we are looking that way.
You know, looking at more of the perimeter now, you know, Malcolm really doesn't seem to be in gear yet or comfortable or something. Maybe he needs Dr. Frank Rotella or something, but London Perantes is getting healthy, right? And isn't he getting stronger with his leg? I know he had a foot leg issue.
Correct.
And Justin Anderson from the get-go seems like he'll take 30 shots if you let him, but just maybe talk about that perimeter game a little bit, and how do you expect that to sort of come to life maybe?
Yeah, no, we got to keep improving. You know, Malcolm obviously had one of his poorer games against Rutgers, just with some of his turnovers and struggling. You know, the shot is, as long as you're taking good shots, the shooting can come and go. You just got to take them with confidence, as long as they're in rhythm and they're the right kind of shots for each guy. So that, you know, you get your practice, your work at them, and you can't say too much about that. But we just want to be real sound and make good decisions. When we're making either careless turnovers or we're forcing action, that's when, you know, we've got to be better than that. And I think that's something, again, that we're always trying to get a feel, because we want to be aggressive and assertive, yeah. but there also has, there's that fine line when you step over that and you start forcing. And just like you want to have a level of patience to wear some people down, but then if it becomes hesitant or too passive, well, then you're on the other side of it. So we've talked about it many times, finding that sweet spot individually as an offensive player and even collectively as a team, how we look. And, you know, there's certain ways that you got to try to score sometimes. You know, second half, even though our score is low, we got a few more transition buckets, or we pushed it a little more and even got into our offense quicker. So, you know, you look for things like that. But you know, London, we know London and Malcolm and Justin are certainly capable players and have done some good things. And, you know, we just had a game where we were all pretty cold from the outside, and that makes it tough. But thankfully our defense was there, and I think, you know, Rutgers was, they were struggling from the outside too. I said we're going to have to repaint the rims at the Barclays Center after both of those teams left that game.
You know, it's interesting, you know, you may or may not be aware, the polls show Virginia is number 7 in the AP now, number 6 in USA Today. And obviously, Virginia's defense is pretty darn good, I would say, particularly having lost two of the best defenders Virginia's ever had in recent years. You held Rutgers to 26 points. And it just, to me, that's mind-boggling. And you're not even on all cylinders yet.
Yeah, well, I think that a couple things in that game, you know, Rutgers is very patient, so it lowered the possessions. They ran some Princeton action and didn't shoot early.
Yeah.
And hopefully it was because our defense was in position. You know, we were being pretty patient too, and boy, they were cold as we were cold, so you had a lot of that going on. But I also hope it's because we did really work. We tried to be in position, and you know, it was just a matter of trying to survive, being a little fatigued. Both teams, you know, had played two intense games the night before, which that's every team has to do that. But I think all those things came together, and you know, we knew we had to try to win that one with our defense the way it was going, and that was really important for us. And yeah, they missed a couple open looks, and then it was a snowball effect for them, and our defense was in pretty good position most of the night to make them shoot what we thought were contested shots, and we kept them off the glass because they are pretty athletic on the interior.
Coach Bennett, this is Chris Sill, and everybody else is Coach Bennett, the Virginia men's basketball coach. I know we got a big game on Wednesday against Maryland, but on Saturday we have a bigger game with VCU down in Richmond. And, you know, with the defense like the Havoc, how do you prepare for that? You know, I'm interested how coaches really prepare for it, because it is such a unconventional style of play and something you guys don't see every day.
Well, I think, I mean, not to correct you, I don't know if you said a bigger game on Saturday than a game Wednesday. Like, I think you make a mistake. You know, every game, and we talk to our guys all the time about playing, you know, it's about us and playing against the game, not, you know, the team you're playing. Because if you get up for one or down for another, there's too many letdowns. And, of course, we know there'll be a tremendous excitement on Saturday. Same thing, that atmosphere on Wednesday is going to be there. Mm-hmm. So I just think that if you say, well, this is the one we circle, that – when you play in the ACC, you play so many quality opponents, you can't. But that being said, you know, we're preparing for Maryland, but, you know, you play against VCU, you know that the atmospheres are going to be crazy. they're a team that tries to certainly wear you out, turn you over, and have never played there. Everybody says it's amazing in terms of how the crowd gets into it. Composure. I think when you go on the road, you have to certainly play hard. You have to be assertive, but there has to be a level of soundness and composure on both ends. Defensively, I know it sounds like I'm thinking more offensively, but defensively, boy, you better really be able to be tough-minded and composed and alert. And then offensively, same kind of thing. I just think, you know, that's always the test on the road against intensity and crowds, is you get rushed and sped up, and certainly with different styles, it even puts that more in the way. And I think you have to certainly rely on your experience and go at it. And then when mistakes are made, you keep playing. You just kind of try to have a short memory, but establish what you believe is the best way for you.
Coach, last question. We'll let you get back to your other issues tonight. I know you've got the coaches show on.
Yeah, it is an issue. I got to deal with Dave Kane. That's a big issue for an hour. So can I borrow some of his painkillers?
We'll ship them up to you tomorrow at FedEx, okay?
Well, that's not going to help me tonight. We'll see what can happen here.
Dave won't be too rough. He's happy that you guys are ranked nice and high.
Yeah.
Coach, you're seven games into the season, and it's early, but what do you just in general think of your team at this point in the season?
Probably what most coaches would say if you ask them that, a work in progress.
Yeah.
Again, I just want this team to be as good as it can be. We're not trying to compare it to last year's team. It is a different team. I think as you watch this, you can see it. But there are some nice pieces, and you know, for our guys to really – continue to define and find ourselves, our identity, those things, how we have to play and the level of, you know, execution that's required defensively for us to be the kind of team that we know will give us a chance. And then again, continue to keep working out the offense and finding ways. And that's something that's, you know, we're continuing to look for. And I mean, that's just how it is, but I've liked stretches of basketball. I think you can see some bright spots there, and I think you can see areas where we've got to kind of smooth out the rough edges and keep going.
Oh, I did want to ask you one more question. You know, the freshmen, you know, Devin Hall's a red shirt, and he's shown, I think, a lot of ability so far. Shayok looks like he's got a heck of a shot and seems to move pretty darn well on defense for a guy that skinny. Isaiah Wilkins doesn't seem to be timid with or without the basketball. And there's others, but just what are your thoughts on the freshmen?
Yeah, I think they, you know, because we have more upperclassmen this year and experience, as I said, we probably needed one or two to get some quality minutes, and the other guys can just keep developing and working on their game, and that could rotate. I mean, it could be different guys at different times, but like what I've said all year, you've seen some real nice stretches from them. And then there's been a little bit of inconsistency, but I expect that. And if you're not, it's very hard when you're not playing consistent minutes to be consistent sometimes. You know, you're in there and you're for shorter stints and you're trying to make the most of it. But I really like, first and foremost, most probably their attitude. They work and they try to get better themselves. And in practice, they really, you know, if we put them together, if they're working the scout team or whatever, they really go after it. And that makes us better. But I think they're all showing promise. It's just guys come along at different stages. And again, with a team that has a few more upperclassmen, the opportunities are more limited. And, you know, that's just where our program's at. But I think all of them at certain times could provide an important spark for us as this season progresses.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I know how important Maryland is. Having cheered my lungs out many, many times against the Lynn Biases and all those folks. But, Coach, good luck in this week ahead. And we're actually hosting a live remote on Saturday at Fridays here in Richmond at Broad and Glenside at 12 o'clock on Saturday in anticipation of a great game against VCU as well.
That's great. Well, I appreciate your guys' support, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Good luck with Dave Kane tonight.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. We are going to jump now to Dr. Glenn Kerr, if he's with us. All right. You know what we might do is I think what we're going to do is we're going to jump to break real quick and pick up Dr. Kerr on the other side with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.